Hello, and welcome to the 2023 North Carolina Audio Play Festival, presented by Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro. I'm Jay Zeta. Last week, we premiered two impossibly scary audio plays. And this week, our journey into the impossible goes beyond this mortal coil into the afterlife. Now it's time for a fantasy angle on the impossible afterlife. Come along for the ride. Anything can happen when Jane gets sent.
What? Where am I? Am I? Could this be heaven?
Yes, Jane Williams. You're now with me in paradise. Welcome to your afterlife.
God Almighty!
Here? Right here?
Oh! Oh my! I made it! Oh wow! Look at my hands! I'm young again!
You made it! Hey, fist bump! And here, have a glass of wine. I think you'll like it. My son made it.
Oh, thank you. God, I have to say, I'm surprised I'm getting to meet you right off the bat. I thought it would be your son, or St. Peter, or maybe my mother that would be the first to greet me on the other side. Hey, is she here? Is my dad?
They are indeed. But before I can admit you to the pearly gates, impressive, ain't they? There's something you and I need to discuss.
What's that, God?
It's crowded in there, Jane.
Crowded? How crowded?
Very, but it's super fun. We have Elvis performing on one stage, Whitney Houston on another. My movie theaters are currently playing a romantic comedy starring Clark Gable and Carrie Fisher. There's a car chase flick starring Steve McQueen and Paul Walker. Oh, and a sequel to The Wizard of Oz featuring all of the original cast.
Is it any good?
Nah, I don't know. I haven't read the Roger Ebert review yet, but regardless, you can bet the theaters will be packed.
I guess you know because you're, like, God. But I don't do crowds. I don't do people.
I'm not like God. I am God. And yes, sadly, I know. Jane, why did you spend your life single and with so few friends? Why did you never fall in love? Why did you devote your entire life to...
To animals? To my pets? To my work as a veterinarian? Because animals are loyal, God. Animals are uncomplicated. Animals needed me, and I needed them. Yes, I was alone, I suppose. But I was never lonely. I had my four-footed patients. And you blessed me with so many terrific pets. They were my kids. There was Bear Dog and Precious the Cat, all the way back to my first pet, Woof W. Woof Woof. I loved them all, and they loved me. They were enough.
But now you must transition. You must cross over. All of the people in there, they're good people. Some of the best, in fact. Oh, not just because they believed in me, but because they were truly worthy of moving on and learning the truths of time, space, and existence. Truths that can only be learned together. We also have a buffet, Jane. An amazing buffet.
That sounds like a lot of good people all in one place, God. What if I'm not into crowded concerts or packed cinemas or chowing down on all-you-can-eat crab legs for eternity?
Jane, I'm gonna be honest with you. This is not the first time you've been here.
What?
This is the fourth time. In a few moments, you're gonna ask me to send you back, reincarnate you. You've just never liked people. I'm rarely confounded, which is one of the reasons why I keep sending you back. And each time I think you're gonna embrace people, but it never happens. This is the second time you've been a veterinarian. In another life, you were a farmer with lots of chickens and cows. And in the first of your four lives, well, there's no other way to put it. You were the first person ever to be called that crazy cat lady.
And each time I died and went to heaven and I asked you to send me back because I swore I'd do my best to change and be a people person in the next life, right?
Oh, no. Couldn't be, no. You just wanted to be with the animals again. Oh, and spoiler alert, in your next life, you're going to be a zookeeper.
A zookeeper? Well, in that case, by all means, send me back. Send me back.
Hold your horses.
Precisely. I want to be young again and hold horses and dogs and cats and rabbits, all the critters of your great creation.
I don't know. A wise man once said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Einstein?
Well, yes, but I whispered it into his ear. No, Jane, I'm going to do something different this time. I'm going to send you to a different place. Perhaps there you'll finally learn the value of people. The value of yourself.
What? Wait. No, you can't mean... hell, can you? I don't want to go to hell. That's not fair. I've been a good person. I never lost faith. Okay, I'll stay, God. You probably have doves up here, or maybe some unicorns that need caring for. Flocks of sheep, perhaps? I'll date a shepherd. Hey, lighting guy, or whoever is on the dimmer? Stop! Stop! Please!
Please!
Where am I now? Are those animal sounds? Hello? I hear you. Here, kitty kitty.
Meow.
Oh my goodness, you're a human. I thought you were a kitty cat. Your meow is so good.
Janie, darling. Don't you recognize me?
What? No. Sorry.
It's me, Precious. Your hep cat. Your last cat, in fact. Welcome to Pet Heaven.
Huh? Pet Heaven? No, it can't be. Where are all the animals?
We're all over. Roaming free. No leashes, no cages, no fenced-in backyards. We are what we always wanted to be. Two-footers. People!
You're no longer a cat. You're
a person? A human? Yes, I am. And it's aces, baby. But I'm still a feline at heart. It's just harder to lick my nethers now. Oh, don't believe me. Ask your old pooch from childhood. Woof, W, woof, woof. He heard your voice. And look, here he comes bounding now, that big silly bastard.
Oh my god. Oh my god, Janie, it is you. It is you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'd lick your face, but that's no longer appropriate. But I would be ever so grateful if you would scratch my chest and my belly. I give you my consent. Oh, that feels so good. Janie, you always did give the best chest and belly scratchings. Now my ears, now my ears. Oh, yeah. Hey, can I sniff your hand afterwards? I bet it will smell so earthy.
What? No!
Too far, dog.
This is absurd. Look, you two, I was just up in heaven and I asked to be sent back to Earth to be with animals again, because I don't like people.
We know.
But instead, God sent me here. But this can't be real. Hey, wait a minute. God said his son, the winemaker, made me a special glass of Chardonnay. JC must have spiked it. That's it. I'm tripping on my way back to the womb.
You're not high, princess. Just look. There's the Rainbow Bridge.
Meow.
Oh, wow. There it is indeed. It's actually real.
Of course it's real. I run across it several times a day to greet other dogs when they first get here. I say, "Welcome to Pet Heaven. My name is Woof W. Woof Woof." I know it's a silly name. My 5-year-old owner on Earth gave it to me. At any rate, welcome to Pet Heaven. Water bowls on the right, pooping fields on the left.
But how can I be... Hey, wait a minute, you two. What do you mean that you know I never liked people?
Janie. We spent more time with you than anyone. I got your senior years, darling. Night after night of martinis and Law and Order reruns. Remember how much of a slut I was whenever you absolutely had to call a plumber or a yummy handyman? Oh, don't get me wrong. I loved you, dear. You were the chops. And you always served me the absolute top shelf victuals. But couldn't you have just had one friend to come by and play bridge with?
I'm so sorry, Precious. I had no idea you were as lonely as...
As who? As you were? No worries, Pussycat. Here in Pet Heaven, I have many friends. I'm the cat's meow.
Woof, I was better as a child, wasn't I? You had a good life, didn't you?
Janie, I was your boy. But I would so have loved to have played with more kids when you were growing up. Remember how mad you'd get when other boys and girls would pet me?
That's because you were my boy.
I was your best boy. But I am told that my breed is a social breed. Dogs like me love people. And now I am people, and I love everyone I meet. But don't ask me.
Yes, darling. Ask the one who was your pet the longest. For almost 20 years.
Wait, Bear Dog is here too? Where? Bear? Bear?
Oh, you know that's not how he likes to be summoned.
Yep, he won't come unless we all say the magic words. All together now.
Bear Dog Dog is the best dog dog, and the best dog dog is Bear. Bear Dog Dog is the best dog dog, and the best dog dog is Bear. Bear Dog Dog is the best dog dog, and the best dog dog is Bear.
Oh, wow, look at you. I always said you were a prince among canines.
Song?
Oh, wait, do you mean...
Oh, but of course. And make me feel it.
You must have been a beautiful puppy. Cause puppy, you're a beautiful dog.
Once more, with feeling.
You must have been a beautiful puppy.
Cause puppy, you're a beautiful dog.
Now, sing it in canon. Precious, you start.
Enough, dog.
My apologies, I just never get tired of hearing that little ditty. Jane, dear lady, what are you doing here?
I died and went to heaven. But when I heard all the noise coming from people inside the pearly gates, God sent me here. I guess you're going to tell me that you had an unhappy life with me too.
Unhappy? No, far from it. You put me on pedestal all those years. I was Bear Dog Dog, the best dog dog, and I loved it. I love being your one and only. My breed is a companion breed. We yearn only for the love of our owners.
Well, thank you, Bear. I knew I could count on you.
But, Jane, I was your dog in your 20s and 30s. I kept waiting for you to bring home boyfriends so I could size them up a bit. Growled at them. Until there would have been that one night, that one special night, when you would have brought home the one. You have known he was the one by me giving him my bark of approval. I wish we'd had it that moment.
Oh, Bear. I'm sorry. Now that I think about it, I would have loved that too.
But instead, you devoted your days and many of your nights to your work. It was important work, but you missed having a life.
I did, didn't I? I guess I became set in my ways, told myself all the wrong things.
I wish you could have seen yourself as we saw you.
Smashing, darling. So smashing.
So fun!
And so worthy. Worthy of love. And now, worthy of heaven.
Hey, Jane! Maybe that's the secret. Try and see yourself as we see you. I think if all people could see themselves as their pets see them, there would be a lot more happy people.
Jane, you missed out on having a life. Don't miss out on having an afterlife.
Thank you, my friends. My dear, dear friends. My best boy. My sweet precious. And my bear dog. Okay. Okay. If God will still have me, I am going to heaven.
Hooray! Don't joke, darling.
Wow. Just saying those words, I'm starting to get all groggy again. I think this is goodbye, my friends. I think I am going someplace else now.
Oh.
Am I back in heaven? God, are you there?
Welcome back, Jane. We're so glad you decided to join us.
We? Us? Hey, I recognize some of those voices. My mother. My grandmother. Daddy! Wait, are those dogs I hear? God, do you have dogs in there?
Of course! Didn't I tell you that before?
No!
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course we have dogs. Cats, too. This is heaven after all.
I guess it's true what they say. All dogs go to heaven. That was Jane Gets Sent, written by Teddy Durgan. Directed by Camille Christina. Sound design and editing by Kenny Hertling. Additional post-production by Jay Zeta and Jason Quarter. And featuring the voice talents of Gabrielle Vizcaino as Jane, Aldo Covarrubias as God, Joanna LaForgia as Precious, Jared Joyle as Wolf, and Terrell Sanders as Bear. All sound effects and music are either original recordings by Kenny Hertling or taken from the public domain and used under Creative Commons license. Tune in next Saturday for the final weekend of the 2023 North Carolina Audio Play Festival, Impossible Conclusions, featuring the sci-fi satire The Monsters Are Back on Maple Street by George Jack. And then we'll go back to the 1940s with The Age of Invisibility, or The Eyes Have It, by Celinda Tyson. This recording is a co-production of the Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro as part of the 2023 North Carolina Audio Play Festival. Theme music for this episode was created by Jason Quarter. For more audio plays, visit the Cary Playwrights Forum website and find the CPF Radio Hour podcast page. There you can find our previous radio play festivals and full audio series. I'm Jay Zeta. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.